This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists in New Delhi today. He will elicit their views and suggestions for the upcoming Union Budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting along with Vice Chairman Suman Berry and other members of the Niti Aayog. The budget session of Parliament will begin on 22nd of this month, and on 23rd, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The second Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, Foreign Minister's Retreat will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. It added that the event will provide an opportunity for the grouping's members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. The first edition of the BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat was held in Bangkok, Thailand in July last year. BIMSTEC is a grouping of seven South and Southeast Asian countries for multifaceted cooperation. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 22 people have lost their lives in rain-related accidents in the last 24 hours. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will visit the flood-affected areas of Shravasti district in Tarai region today. Our correspondent reports that 11 people died in Pratapgarh, while 6 in Sultanpur, and 5 people lost their lives in Chandauli district due to lightning. Rail route connecting Meleni Junction to Gonda has submerged under the water, while Elgin Road Bridge connecting Barabanki to Gonda, Baharej and other Nepal bordering districts have developed cracks. More than 10,000 people have been shifted to secure locations by the rescue and relief teams. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has clarified that the existing district and referral hospitals, which have been converted into medical colleges, will continue to receive funding from the central government. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has written a letter to states and union territories in this regard. The Ministry of Health has said that of these 157 medical colleges, 108 have already been functional as of now. Out of these 157 colleges approved, 40 are located in the aspirational districts. The ministry said a centrally sponsored scheme to provide central funding support for opening new medical colleges by strengthening and upgrading the district hospitals was introduced in 2014. In football, England has advanced to the UEFA European Champions 2024 finals after a thrilling 2-1 victory over the Netherlands in the second semi-final in Dortmund this morning. England's substitute Ollie Watkins found the back of the net in the 90th minute to secure a dramatic victory for the Three Lions. The Dutch initially took the lead with a stunning long-range strike from Xavi Simons in the 7th minute. Later, England captain Harry Kane equalised with a penalty, setting the stage for Watkins' late heroics. England will take next on Spain in the summit clash on 15th of this month. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals at the Bravo Open Challenger in Braunschweig, Germany last evening. The top-seeded Indian-Ecuadorian pair defeated the Bolivian duo of Boris Aires and Federico Zabalas in straight sets 6-3, 6-0. They will next take on Marcelo Demoliner of Brazil and Guillermo Duerén of Argentina in the quarterfinal this evening. Meanwhile, ace Indian paddler Sumit Nagal exited the tournament after a tough 4-6, 5-7 loss to Pedro Cashin of Argentina in the men's singles pre-quarter final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.